This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you, Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Guys, let's line them up. Kevin, Corey, Mike, let's go. Let's get to the line and let them have it.
There you go. I like that, Jerry. All right, so we talked a little bit last week.
Saying energy. Let's go.
I like it, Jerry. Let's go. Let's get a good Sunday action going. Jerry, last week we talked a little bit about a charity thing that we're doing. Every year before Thanksgiving, we do 13 and a half hours of radio. We're going to do it this year, the day before. We're really excited about it. This year we were gifted a bottle of your Owner's Select Maker's Mark. And we're trying to figure out just what kind of value that would have when we auction that off. We're going to auction it off, and I just don't know exactly what kind of number to put. What's the value? What should we start that bottle at, Jerry?
Well, I will tell you what went into it. I paid a huge personal sacrifice to get that flavor, and it is unique, Owner's Maker's Mark, because I was very involved personally. Went to Kentucky and was involved in what woods, different slats of wood from literally all over the world, but certainly several from Missouri and different parts. Well, they put like a bed slat in a barrel of fresh fermented juice that does ultimately turn into the whiskey, and they flavor it with those types of wood. Well, I tasted that, went over there and spent the day tasting it. Now, what's wrong with this concept is that after the first two or three ones I tasted, I couldn't taste a damn thing because I was inebriated. But having said, seriously, but I'm teasing, and Jean's shaking her head at me right now for saying it. But the bottom line is it made a wonderful Maker's Mark exclusive Dallas Cowboy Owners liquor. And we do serve that, and we serve it exclusively there at the Owners Club at AT&T Stadium. So I'm really proud of it, really, and it is really good. And I do personally you have it, and it's a great time to have it at this holiday.
So you're thinking we could probably get a big number off of selling this bottle for our charity, right?
Well, and I'll add to it any way I can if I can sign one of those bottles or do something like that. I'd be proud to do that. Now, one time I was at an auction, and they were auctioning a football, and they said, we're going to have Troy Aikman sign this. And he was there, and, boy, they stepped up and said $5,000.
Wow.
Jimmy Johnson was there, and they said, now we're going to have the head coach do it. Jimmy will sign it. And somebody stepped up and said $10,000.
Wow.
And then they said, well, since we've got it going, we'll have the owner sign it. And the next guy stood up and said, $1,000. That's tough.
That's a tough pill to swallow, yep.
Something potentially to cheer you up then from that bidding story is we were just talking about the Thursday night football game last night. I know you were an offensive lineman at Arkansas. Were you excited? I know the touchdown didn't count, but were you excited to see Robert Hunt catch that football and rumble towards the end zone and almost do a flip to score a touchdown?
It was amazing. And, yes, watched every replay of it. And what a impressive athlete he is. And what's really something, can you imagine contorting and flipping over like that at 300 pounds and landing three different times with three parts of your body? Because you can do it when you're that big, and come up smiling. And he did, and it was an amazing play. But, boy, I thought, now this is NFL. This is exciting when a player. And, boy, he didn't miss it a beat. He snatched that ball. That's a guy sitting there dreaming and ready for the ball. I understand that, really.
So, Jerry, let's talk about your offensive line. I have this question for you. Is Tyron Smith your second most important offensive player to put Dak Prescott as number one?
Well, your left tackle now, arguably, if you started lining up the most important players on the team, you could take your quarterback, you could take your pass rusher, pressure player, and you could take your left tackle, the guy that protects the blind side of a right-handed quarterback, especially if he's right-handed, the quarterback. And you could make him that. And, yes, we have been particularly fortunate over the years to have had great left tackles, not good ones, but great, starting with, in my time, Mark Tooney. And then we evolved on into, actually, Larry Allen. We paid Larry Allen with the full idea that he would go to left tackle. And he did play it 1 year and made the Pro Bowl that particular year at that position. But then we've had Flozell Adams step up, and we could put Larry inside where he was just probably the most dominant player of his time, inside.
Do you view Tyron Smith as potentially coming back for that Chiefs game, or what are the thoughts about how he's progressed back from the injury?
Well, he's progressing. And, again, it's got a little of the early part of the training camp when we want to be real careful and not come too quick, because we've got a long season to go. And, of course, the events of last weekend make you pitch, be careful to the wind a little bit, and let's get the win, or let's get the series, or let's get the touchdown. And so it's more about now probably than this time last week, but we'll get him back. I think that we'll have better line play, period. I really do, than we had last week, just from the awareness of what happened to us last week in the offensive line.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind, I bet the listeners right now, the fan base, would love to hear more about that, because as excited as we've been about Terrence Steele on the right side, clearly he struggled a bit last week on the left side, maybe more than a bit. What leads you to believe the offensive line play will be better without Tyron this weekend?
We say so much, and you hear so much about the continuity of an offensive line, the fact that they're playing together. And we ask the simple question when we lose a player to injury, why not just take the best player, move him from another spot, put him in there, and then put a new man in the other spot? Well, when you start changing those players around, you mess with the continuity. It's a real thing. And you mess with the way they communicate, the way they signal each other, the nuances. It's like dancing. And it's like a couple that has gotten really just they become one when they dance after just time and time again doing their dancing. Well, that's very much the case of the offensive line. And so when you have one breakdown, it can screw the performance up of everybody, frankly. And it just takes one. And in this particular case, we had that. That's very uncommon for this group, this offensive line, and frankly the coaching, to have had as many separate breakdowns as we had in that game, and that is very correctable.
Well, Jerry, I don't know about your dancing skills, but my wife tells me she'd rather dance by herself after trying to dance with me to be one.
Well, I won't comment with that, but I can tell her this: you're one of the best talking dancer she's ever been. Yes. That talking will get you more places than the dancing.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
Yeah. All right, so the Randy Gregory news must have hit really hard this week, Jerry. When you love the person that Randy Gregory is, and the story behind him too. How did you take that, hearing the news about him this week, as he's had such a great season so far?
Yeah, it was certainly a setback because of his play. He's just every time he goes to practice or he goes to the game, he's just going into new territory, so to speak, of what he's capable of. But he's, as we always point out, he's so smart. and he'll be able to incorporate what he's gained this year. We'll get him back out there as quickly as we can. The good news is that he will be able to get back out there, and that's very important. And we'll just keep piecing this thing together. Anybody that thought that that we weren't going to have to burn some of these wagons as we go west with the old wagon train and use some of them for firewood and lose some folks on the way or birth some on the way. Anybody thought this wasn't a long journey to get to California doesn't understand an NFL season. And so we'll have some more adversity, but we'll have some more pluses too.
Yeah, that is.
You got to keep going.
We talked about that a little yesterday. Like some seasons, teams get the, hey, we were healthy all season long. And then other ones, it feels like you're just putting fingers in the dam all year long. And that's kind of what this has felt like so far.
Well, but if you look, those seasons, that's kind of a smooth over. That's the announcement of the new law. What we don't like to do is look how ugly making sausage can be.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does involve a lot of adjustments. And that's one of the miraculous things about our game and about football. It's very physical. It requires diminished people to go out there hurt and play. You lose some people, they come back. You have young people step up, evolve, and get better. You have some diminish. That's the magic of one of these football seasons. That's why it's so special to win a championship.
Talk with Jerry Jones right here in your home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. When you were walking through the hierarchy of positional importance in football, obviously you mentioned the defensive ends and getting to the pass to the quarterback. With that in mind, do you anticipate, and we've seen him be able to do it earlier this year, do you anticipate seeing Micah Parsons rushing the quarterback a little bit more given the circumstances?
I'm going to go along with our coach here and not give up our strategies. But we don't have to make any adjustments in our mentality to be thinking about getting pressure with Micah. We haven't had a game where we have not tried to emphasize the pressure. Now, your question is, where is he going to be lining up? And we do want that to be a surprise. But, yes, Micah will be an important part of our pressure against Atlanta.
You know, it's going to be interesting here, Jerry, as we've talked about this week, is Dan Quinn's obvious knowledge of Matt Ryan being his coach for a while and knowing his strengths and weaknesses. But we also talk about Matt Ryan probably knowing Dan Quinn's, some of his strengths and weaknesses of his defense. How do you see that playing out on Sunday?
Well, I think it's exciting, and I think you've got it assessed just right. They know each other pretty well. And that'll be a part of this challenge, but it'll be a part of the opportunity. And I think that Dan will be doing it with some different players. And even Dan has said that during his time from leaving head coach at Atlanta to joining us, he's looked at a lot of the things he does, has made adjustments, is doing some things differently. And Ryan won't have been able to draw on the fact that he coached that with him because he's made some changes in the very way he coaches, technique as well as strategies.
Jerry, I saw Mike McCarthy discussing the brotherhood sessions, keeping the locker room loose and everything. Do you think that that's job number one for a head coach, is to build and grow the locker room?
Oh, when you just think of what you hear ex-players, how they talk about what their coach gave them, then I think that's a very important part. I'm reminded of Bill Parcells, who his best time to get to know a player was in the off season, and he would go back and sit around and talk to them while they were doing their strength training during the off season when we weren't playing football. And he would go over and propose maybe a diet for one of the players and sit down and share with him some of the things he might do in changing his diet around and discuss any other thing they wanted to talk about. And he said, that's when I build my relationships. Well, the point is he emphasized so much on building the relationships I used to wonder how he got away with, because, man, he'd get in the face hard of some key young men. Well, if you think about it, your daddy could get in your face hard because you knew he's got your best interest at heart. Somebody you don't know that about, and they can just cut their eyes at you and you want to knock their head off.
Now, I waited as long as I could to ask this question. Uh-huh. I am a huge wrestling fan, and I know you guys had the party at AT&T Stadium on Wednesday. I know the tickets officially go on sale today, this morning, right now, for WrestleMania coming up, two-night event at AT&T Stadium. Are you a big wrestling fan? Were you a big wrestling fan?
Well, I'm a fabulous fan of WrestleMania. And it is really one of the real accomplishments for me to have that event at our stadium. And I'm so impressed with McMahon's ability and his skills of making wrestling what it is today. Now, I grew up when wrestling was just the first time on television. And it was so much fun. And I used to go to wrestling matches when I was a kid. And my father in the grocery business used to get involved and be a sponsor and use wrestling to help call attention to what he was doing with his stores. And so, yes, I am a big wrestling fan, but WrestleMania takes it to a completely different level. Those are events. Each one has the aura of a small Super Bowl.
Do you think you could have been a good bad guy manager in wrestling, Jerry? Because you're a good talker, and you can get people riled up.
Well, I guess so, but I could also talk to them a little about their personality and how they finesse. I like that part of it. I will tell you this. I'm not so sure that I could have the discipline that those guys have, because they get real close to looking like it's real competition. I mean, real competition.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm not so sure that I could be that disciplined. I might want a few more rules than they have to live with, but that's what makes it fun.
Man, Jerry, we appreciate it so much. What a wide-ranging conversation that was this morning.
Great.
Love talking with you every Friday. We're looking forward to Sunday and beating down Atlanta.
Well, guys, this is a challenge, and this is going to be a significant game for us. But I can tell you one thing. You won't have any overconfident people coming to that stadium with the team or the coaches. We've had that cheese.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Thanks, guys.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.